Hey guys, so I'm just gonna talk about, you know, for people that try something new, or you know, trying to make money online or anything entrepreneurial, you're always gonna have naysayers, and it's quite difficult because those naysayers are often, you know, those closest to you. They always say, "Oh, make money online's a scam, and you can't monetize it." And they all go back to the sort of traditional reason. Oh, you need to, you know, you need to get a study hard in school, go to a good college, do well there, and work hard, saving money and spending little for the rest of your life. Which just doesn't make any sense to me. Never really has. I remember when I was a kid, really at school, and they were just teaching like arithmetic and stuff like that. I was just thinking, why am I here? I remember going to my mum and saying, you know, you're just sending me to school as a punishment. What have I done wrong? Yeah, so it's like, what I'm getting at is there's a lot of false beliefs out there. It's like people say, "Oh, I'm not smart enough. I can't do that. That's only for successful people." Or, "Oh, I'm too late. I've missed the boat. You know, I wanted to get onto the online. I should have done it 10 years ago." That kind of thing. So there was an experiment once where there was 5 apes in a cage, and they in the middle of the cage they had a ladder going up to a banana, and every time one of the apes went up to get the banana, they'll be sprayed with icy freezing cold water, and obviously they didn't like that. So every time they went up, they kept doing that until there was a point where none of them went up to get the banana because they knew exactly what was going to happen. They became conditioned from this. You know, they replaced one of the original 5 with a new monkey, a new ape. And not before long, the new ape tried to go up the ladder to grab the banana. But he was, you know, pulled down, held back and beaten up. And then he stopped going for the banana as well. And then eventually all those first generation apes were replaced one by one with the second generation apes. And, you know, not the same thing happened. They got beaten up until when they were all replaced, none of them went for it. And then they started replacing them with the third generation. And the same thing happened. By this point, none of the original apes that were there had, you know, gone through the original process of being sprayed by water. None of them had gone through that. They just knew if someone went up there, they would pull them down and beat them up. And there was no reasoning behind it now. But they just did it. So that's the whole thing about conditioning. You know, it becomes just what it says on the tin, a condition of false beliefs. So I was reading Peng Jun's book today. It only came, I think, yesterday afternoon it came. I read it today. It took ages to come. Anyway, basically his story. He grew up in Malaysia. Straight A student, gifted guy. His dad worked at the government, and at a 9-to-5, and he'd always come home and work on the farm till midnight. Yeah, the durian farm, and even on weekends worked there all day. So he was doing crazy, like 9 till midnight every day, even on weekends. Crazy hard working. and the mum was a teacher. Anyway, they said, we've got enough money that we can set aside for you to go to a good college in locally if you want to. And if you want to go anywhere else, you've got to, you know, make it on your own. If you want to go to a nice university in the UK or the USA, something along those lines. So what he did was, you know, he managed to do so well that he got a scholarship from the local government. So he ended up going to Warwick University in England. So where he was there, you know, he ended up mixing with the wrong people, staying with the wrong people, you know, smoking pot, getting high, and ended up flunking on his exams and getting a 42 average. And so he started playing like this cheap game called World of Warcraft. And he was playing that all the time at uni. But when he went back to Malaysia, obviously the parents found out that he flunked it. They weren't happy. He got a letter from the Malaysian government saying they wanted their money back because he'd done so badly. All these big high-end investing companies didn't want to know him anymore. So he ended up getting a job where he was earning $300 per month. Even in Malaysia, that's tough. But, you know, if one day he managed to monetize a PDF program where, don't know if any of you guys remember it, but a game on Facebook, it was called Farmville, and he managed to monetize, it was $7, and it was called Farmville Secrets, and ended up, over 7 months he made, it was $1.3 million he made. So, yeah, crazy story. So just gotta stick with everything. Today, I spent ages trying to set up, like, I don't even know what it means, like, SMTP through my, you know, my autoresponder, through to my ClickFunnels account, from my domain as well, so they can all sort of talk to each other, set up the DNS, CNAME, whatever it is. Too techie, don't want to know what it is, just want to get it done. But obviously, I need to know how to set that up, need to write my own emails, that sort of stuff. So for me, that bit wasn't that inspiring, but I still got to do with that. Got to get that sorted. So yeah, you know, this whole entrepreneurship thing is difficult. There's no such thing as make money fast, make money online. You know, it's difficult, but once your digital asset is made, it's made. You don't have to touch it. It's automated. So anyway, I'll speak to you guys soon.